From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. This morning, President Obama plans to announce he's nominating Solicitor General Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports Kagan has had a broad career in the law, government, and education, but she has never been a judge.
At age 50, Kagan would be the youngest member of the current court, if confirmed, and the only justice who has not served previously as a judge. In 1999, at age 39, she was nominated by President Clinton to the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, but the Republican-controlled Senate never even held a hearing on her nomination. Kagan had served in a number of top positions in the Clinton White House prior to that, and while her nomination was pending, she returned to teaching, this time at Harvard Law School. In 2003, she was named the first female dean of the law school, where she subsequently won widespread praise for ending the long-standing faculty wars. If she's confirmed, the Supreme Court will, for the first time in its history, have three female justices and no Protestant justice. Kagan would become the third Jewish justice on the current court. There are six Catholics. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Gun and bomb attacks in Iraq leave at least 27 people dead today and at least 85 hurt. Iraqi police and army personnel are the targets, but many of the dead are civilians. Attorney General Eric Holder says that Taliban extremists operating in Pakistan are connected to the failed bombing attempt in Times Square. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more on Holder's comments on the investigation and possibly restricting some constitutional rights for terrorism suspects.
On ABC's This Week, Holder said that the investigation into the May 1st bombing attempt is ongoing, but that the government had already developed evidence showing that the Pakistani Taliban were behind Faisal Shahzad's failed car bomb in Times Square.
We know that they helped facilitate it. We know that they probably helped finance it and that he was working at their direction.
Holder said that investigators are happy with the level of cooperation they're getting from Shahzad. The Obama administration was criticized for reading Shahzad his Miranda rights to remain silent and to have an attorney present. Sunday, Holder revealed that the administration wants to work with Congress on possible limitations of constitutional protections for terrorism suspects, including American citizens. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Honeysuckle Rose. When we're passing by, flowers.
Honeysuckle Rose was just one of Lena Horne's hits, but perhaps one of her biggest contributions to society came in helping knock down discrimination barriers in the performing arts. Lena Horne has died at age 92 in a New York City hospital. She was a singer at home across genres, an actress who fought for equal treatment, and an aloof performer who told Time magazine she married a white band leader because he could get her into places black performers could not. This is NPR News. A prominent Chinese AIDS activist is in the U.S. after fleeing what he claims was government harassment. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the incident appears to be part of a larger government effort to exert control over non-governmental groups.
Activist Wan Yanhai told the Associated Press that he and his family are staying with friends in Philadelphia after leaving China on Thursday. He told the AP he had been threatened and feared for his personal safety. He says government agencies, ranging from the tax bureau to the local fire department, have searched his offices. He's been detained by police several times over the years since he started the Ai Zhixing Institute in 1994 to help HIV/AIDS sufferers and fight discrimination. This March, Chinese authorities imposed restrictions on overseas donations to Chinese civic groups. Authorities are particularly uncomfortable about NGOs doing public health and human rights-related work. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The British oil company BP says the Gulf of Mexico oil spill has cost it $350 million so far, as it outlines new efforts to contain the leak. Oakland A's pitcher Dallas Braden has thrown the 19th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. And here's what he had to say after Oakland shut down Tampa Bay 4-0.
It's pretty special, you know. I don't really know what to think of it yet.
It was only the 16th perfect game since 1880. And South African golfer Tim Clark has his first PGA Tour victory at the TPA Sawgrass in Florida with a 5-under par 67. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.